Good morning, students. Today we will be discussing about some basic concepts of chemistry. What is the objective of this chapter? What are you going to learn? You will have a brief idea about the history and importance of chemistry, the various branches in chemistry, classification of matter, and something you will know about atoms, molecules, and masses of the atoms and molecules. What is the importance and scope of chemistry in our daily life, which is the most important aspect of this chapter? Why should we study chemistry? You have done some chemistry in 9th and 10th, but it's not what is expected of you. And therefore, a little more in detail about how chemistry has so much importance in our day-to-day life. If we go by the brief history, it is as old as the Vedas. The Vedic literature talks about the Rasa Tantra, where the Panchabhutas, the five basic elements, are made of chemistry. What are these five elements? They are earth, water, air, fire, and sky. The present form of chemistry has emerged from works of modern chemists, Western chemists. If you look back, you'll realize that the actual idea about chemistry started because of a very selfish nature of man. Man wanted to search for nectar, which makes man young and immortal. And he also wanted to search for a philosopher's stone, which could convert any metal into gold. So the greed of man led to the first meaningful approach by alchemists to search something. It was during the Etaro period and the Phlogiston period that a lot of research was done on gases by Robert Boyle and others. The period from the end of the 18th century is a modern period in which maximum work was done on many aspects of chemistry, including the nuclear chemistry. Coming of the 20th century brought about the golden period of chemistry. Lot and lot of research was done in this time. With technical and instrumental advancement in other fields, chemists are able to gather much information from nature, and in present day, no other branch, mind it, I am repeating, no other branch is rich in information as chemistry, and it's not the end yet. In your language, it is पिक्चर अभी बाकी है मेरे भाई. केमिस्ट्री में बहुत कुछ सीखना बाकी है, बहुत कुछ जानना बाकी है, बहुत कुछ खोज करना बाकी है. सो केमिस्ट्री इज़ अ वेरी वेरी लाइव एंड किकिंग सब्जेक्ट विच यू कैन लर्न एट एनी टाइम एनीवेयर. व्हाट इज़ द स्कोप ऑफ केमिस्ट्री? जस्ट नाउ आई सेड देयर इज़ नो एंड टू व्हाट इज़ द स्कोप. प्रैक्टिकली अनलिमिटेड इन ऑल वॉक्स ऑफ लाइफ. And it adds color to your life. It has penetrated into such an extent that we cannot imagine life without chemistry. Can you? From the time you get up from your bed or the time you sleep in your bed, to the food stuff you take, the drugs, the dyes, the agriculture, polymers, metals, non-metals, fuels, glass, ceramics, and so many more. Chemistry has ample scope in all these fields. It has satisfied and proved itself as the best friend of man at level of necessity and level of luxury. Your necessities are your food. Kya bolte hain Hindi mein? Makan. Aur kya hai? Jaldi batao. रोटी, कपड़ा और मकान. केमिस्ट्री के बगैर पॉसिबल नहीं है. सो नेसेसिटी, एट द लेवल ऑफ नेसेसिटी इट हैज़ प्रूव्ड इटसेल्फ, एंड एट द लेवल ऑफ लग्जरी यू आर हैविंग एवरी लग्जरी. कितने कॉस्मेटिक्स यूज़ करते हो, कितना फैशनेबल कपड़ा पहनते हो, कितने फैशनेबल चप्पल बदलते हो फॉर दैट मैटर. कितने गैजेट्स यूज़ करते हो जो केमिस्ट्री के बिना बन ही नहीं पाएंगे आपके लिए. सो इट्स द बेस्ट फ्रेंड ऑफ मैन. केमिस्ट्री से दोस्ती करोगे बहुत फ़ायदे में रहोगे. इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स एंड इलेक्ट्रिकल इंडस्ट्रीज लीन ऑन केमिस्ट्री फॉर द बेसिक मटीरियल. तुम्हारा कॉपर वायर नहीं है तो तुम्हारी कोई भी इलेक्ट्रिसिटी का काम नहीं होगा. सो सिंपल एलिमेंट कॉपर कैन ब्रिंग अबाउट अ वास्ट चेंज इन इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स. योर सेमी कंडक्टर्स, यू टॉक ऑफ कंप्यूटर्स, यू टॉक ऑफ सो मैनी थिंग्स, बट विदाउट द एलिमेंट्स यू कैनॉट डू एनी थिंग. ओके, यू विल से टीचर पोल्यूशन इतना है केमिस्ट्री में बिकॉज इतने सारे इंडस्ट्रीज आ रहे हैं एंड इतना सारा ड्रग्स बन रहे हैं, इतने सारे डाइज बन रहे हैं विच इज़ कॉजिंग पोल्यूशन टू द एयर. बट केमिस्ट्री हैज़ द आंसर फॉर दैट टू. वी आर कमिंग अप विद ऑन अ वेरी फास्ट स्केल विद ग्रीन केमिस्ट्री. इट्स बिकम अ ट्रेंड नाउ एंड ग्रीन केमिस्ट्री इज़ ट्राइंग टू फाइंड लॉट ऑफ ऑल्टरनेटिव्स टू प्रिवेंट पोल्यूशन एंड टू प्रोटेक्ट एनवायरमेंट. सो स्कोप ऑफ केमिस्ट्री इज एंडलेस, एंडलेस. You can go about in so many ways to learn about it. Now going to the basic concepts in chemistry. Basic मतलब बिल्कुल basic, जो शायद आपने 9th और 8th और 7th में भी पढ़ा होगा. But a quick revision because 11th chemistry is slightly different from your other chemistry. You just can't think about कि मैंने 9th 10th में मुझे 95 98 आ गया है तो मुझे केमिस्ट्री में इधर भी मिलेगा. नहीं, देर आर पीपल हु हैव फेल्ड इन केमिस्ट्री. इट्स नॉट सो ईजी. इट वॉज जस्ट 3 चैप्टर्स इन योर 10th, 3 to 5 चैप्टर्स इन योर 10th एंड 9th, बट इट इज़ 2 बुक्स इन योर 11th. सो प्लीज़ पुल अप योर सॉक्स एंड बी रेडी टू लर्न सम रियल डे केमिस्ट्री नाउ. Matter is classified basically into 2 things, matter and energy. We know what is matter, you can tell the definition. You know what is energy, you have different forms of energy, right? Now, the elucidation of particular nature of matter, how do you know that matter is made of particles? It dates back, way back, 800 years before Buddha also was born. And it was postulated by an Indian saint and philosopher called Kanada. He simply said that matter is made up of simple unalterable particles called Parmanus. From that's where our schools, our organization has come up. Parmanu Urja, nuclear energy. So Parmanus, the atom, the energy in the atom. So the word Parmanu was used by Kanada 800 years before Buddha was born. Now you tell me, think about when Buddha was born. Okay? So universe is made up of 4 different eternal substances. What are those 4 eternal substances? Earth, water, air and fire. And he in that time said that each of this is made up of different type of Parmanus. It is not only he, but philosophers who followed Buddhism and Jainism also accepted and further developed this theory. And today it has become popular as Dalton's atomic theory. It was there with us long, long back. Indian scientists' contribution is there, but we are not aware of it. We are aware only of the Western contribution to science, and becomes our duty to learn about what is the Indian contribution to science. Okay, now this is how matter is classified. Now I can go further with classification of matter. A simple concept map which you can see in your PPT is that universe is classified into 2 parts, that is matter and energy. Matter can further be classified into physical classification and chemical classification. So let's see what is physical classification. Physical classification means based on the states of matter. And what are those 3 states? We are all familiar: solid, liquid and gaseous state. Solid state is like a classroom with a strict teacher in the class, like how you are sitting now on the first day of your lecture. Let a month go, slowly you'll start interacting with each other, you'll become a little more friendly with teachers, and you'll start moving around in the classroom itself or turning around and making, you have made new friends in 1 month, so you'll start talking that you have changed to a liquid state. And after 3 months, if there is no teacher in the class, you are all in the state which is called as gaseous state. isn't it? So solid, liquid and three gas are the three physical classification of matter. Coming to chemical classification of matter, chemical classification can be in the form of pure substances and mixtures. Now, what are pure substances? Pure substances could be elements or compounds. Elements can further be classified into metals, non-metals and metalloids. Compounds can further be classified into inorganic compounds and organic compounds. Now, what about mixtures? Mixtures can be classified into two types, and this you have done in 9th standard, if I am not mistaken. They are homogeneous and heterogeneous mixtures. Homogeneous means they have same composition throughout. Heterogeneous means they have different composition in their mixture. Now, going to the next part of the chapter, which we talk, once the classification is known to us, we need to go to understand what are the basics of chemistry. What are the basics of chemistry now? They are atoms and molecules. So atoms are the smallest particles of matter which may or may not exist independently, and molecules are the smallest particles of matter. It can be an element or a compound which can exist independently. Ye hame pata hai. But you did not, you will have to add that word, may or may not exist independently, or which can exist independently. If you do not add these key terms to your definition of atom and molecule, you will be given a big zero. Then coming to substances which have more than one type of atom in them. So the number of atoms present in a molecule is called as atomicity of a molecule. Now these molecules can be made up of same type of atoms or different type of atoms. If they are made up of same type of atoms, they are called as homoatomic molecules. And if they are made up of different type of atoms, they are called as heteroatomic molecules. Now, depending on the number of atoms present, again, whether it is homoatomic or heteroatomic, depending on the number of atoms present, you can further classify them into monoatomic molecules like noble gases, diatomic molecules which are homoatomic like hydrogen, chlorine, oxygen, etc., or heteroatomic like carbon monoxide and HCl. You can have triatomic where the number of atoms is 3. It can be homoatomic like ozone, or it can be heteroatomic like carbon dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, sulfur dioxide. Any example you can take where 3 atoms are there. Then they can be polyatomic. Now in polyatomic, you can have compounds or elements which have more than one atom in them or more than 3 atoms in them, and we call them as the molecules of phosphorus P4, sulfur S8, and if they are heteroatomic, I can have SO3, HNO3, C2H6, any example which you can take up and think about it. Is that clear? So I can classify the atoms and molecules into different types. Going a little further from them. In your PPT, I have given some flow charts so that it becomes easy for you to understand. Now, once you know about an atom and a molecule, you are expected to know about the atomic mass and molar mass. So, we know the definitions of atomic mass and molar mass, but just a quick revision. Atomic mass unit is the quantity of mass equal to 1 by 12 the mass of an atom of carbon 12 isotope. Relative atomic mass is the mass of an element as compared to 1 by 12 the mass of carbon 12 atom. Unified mass U is the new unit of atomic mass, and when the mass of carbon 12 is taken as exactly 12, the mass of the other elements is expressed in comparison to it, then it is called as unified mass. When the mass is expressed in grams, For an atom, it is called as gram atomic mass, but many of the atoms or elements exist in the form of isotopes, so you cannot take the mass of a single type of atom. Therefore, average relative atomic mass is considered, and average relative atomic mass is nothing but averaging the relative atomic masses of all the known isotopes of the given element in the ratio of their occurrence in nature. Some examples have been discussed. You can go through in your textbook also. Next is something new which you have not learned, but which is very helpful from the competitive point of view, competitive exams which you will be writing, is the equivalent weight. Practically in chemistry lab, we don't talk about this because we don't use it anymore. But in competitive exams, they do ask questions and numericals based on this. So you should be aware of what is equivalent mass or equivalent weight. It is the number of parts by mass of a given substance which combines with or displaces directly or indirectly 1.008 parts by mass of hydrogen, 8 parts by mass of oxygen, and 35.5 parts by mass of chlorine. So by definition, it is the number of parts by mass of a given substance compared with 1.008 parts of mass of hydrogen or 8 parts of oxygen or 35.5 parts of chlorine. When it is expressed in grams, it becomes gram equivalent weight. And there are different methods by which you can calculate the equivalent weight of an element, of a salt, of a acid, of a base, of an oxidant or a reductant. All these are shown in your PPT because this is just little extra information for you. Coming to what is molar mass, is an average relative mass of a single molecule of a given substance, be it a molecule of an element, as compared to 1 by 12th of an atom of carbon 12. Molar mass can also be obtained. I am saying obtained, not defined. Okay. Where molar mass can be obtained by summing up the atomic masses of all the atoms present in a molecule. Jo humne choti class mein sikha hai. To abhi hamara thoda definition aur higher level pe gaya hai. Isliye we are making it as a comparative ratio between mass of 1 by 12, the mass of carbon 12, and the mass of a molecule, which can be an element or a compound. Now, when it is expressed in grams, it becomes gram molecular mass. Now, sometimes, very interesting this part. Though we don't use it much, but we should be aware of it because compounds can be ionic or covalent. So when they are ionic molecules, you cannot calculate the molar mass because it's not a molecule. It's not a discrete molecule, isn't it? It's ions added up together to form an ionic compound. So to calculate the mass of an ionic compound, a term called as formula mass is used. The formula of the compound, the atoms or ions present in that particular formula of the compound, is considered to calculate the mass of that particular compound, and therefore it is called as formula mass. All this reference has been taken from your NCERT textbook, some reference book like Pradeep's new course, Comprehensive Chemistry, and ISC Chemistry by Dr. H.C. Srivastava. We'll meet in the next class and continue with the next part of the chapter, which deals with what is mole concept.